To Parak Tes Zayin Pot Mishnah Dal Kli Or Me'emosai Mekablen Tum One Is Kli Mekablen Tum Hat Hat Turmel Mish Yachsoim Vi Kanev A Turmal. When you Yachsoim, you make a border, and Vi Kanev Yaseki Choy Sov. Let's go to the picture. Turmal looks over here. Let's see. Yachsoim is the Koyfel Sufosah Turmal Lusoychoy Vi Yis. Parna. What's this parna? I know what that means. Now, by the way, what is this utensil? What is this?
Looks like a drum, right?
Tormel, look over here in the picture in the Rav. The Rav Kish Shel Orgel is a pocket. It is a bag. It is a handbag.
A leather handbag.
Okay. Shaharoya, who uses this? Shaharoya Noisin Mizinoisa of Holdover, a royal shepherd, inserts his food and his possessions. Tarmiloin is in his knapsack. Okay, so you have to make Mishiach. Tarmiloin is a knapsack. Yeah. It's a pack, is like a handbag where you put all those things. Okay, now it says what he makes is the Mishiach. So we had Yachs already a few times, actually, the picture in the next pages. Yachsam Kevel Savas Hatumo Lusacha Yit Porena. You fold the tip.
This doesn't look like a handbag.
Well, that's what it is. It's a handbag. It's made from leather. Notice the finish. He has a distinct type of color.
Looks leather. It's leather.
Leather.
But it doesn't look like a handbag to me.
Well, that's what it says. Well, he says that's what it is. A tarmel. We have this in the Gemara very often. The sack of a tarmeloi. The sack of tarmeloi means your knapsack.
Okay. Does it look like one to you?
It looks fine to me.
What does it look like to you?
Louis Vuitton.
It does?
I mean, it's listening to L and Z's, but it's a bag. It's a bag. It looks better than my Presser's plastic shopping bag that I used to carry my possessions.
You're saying it does look like a bag? Okay.
It's a bag, whatever. It's a sack.
So it's a Yachsam, you said?
Yachsam is the tip. Is the top. Remember, we had the Yachsam in the previous Mishnayos. Yachsam is the rim. Is the top. You fold over the. I guess this is leather. When it comes to wicker, reeds or wood, then you have to make like a little rim around the top. So here you don't make a rim with reeds. Here you take the cloth and you fold it over and you stitch it. So it says here Yachsam Kaifel Sfas Atarmol L'Soichoy. You fold the top of the Tarmol L'Soichoy V'Yit Peren and you stitch it shut. A hem. You make a hem on top. What are you looking up over there? You make a hem on top. Look at my here.
Yeah, your hairline is good.
It's almost as good as yours. Almost. Maybe just a mashu. Here, grass doesn't grow on busy streets.
Right.
Why? It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Hefker. No discipline.
Good.
No barriers. No mechitzas. Right. Yachsoim Kaifel Sfas Atamal Secha Vitpren, you stitch it. Yiknai, you have to cut off all the little rough edges. Amol, what does it mean, amol? Occasionally?
Yes.
It's Yiddish, right? Okay. Yikanev, Chaitecha Uxim, Haboltim, Shebaar, you cut off the Uxim, the rough edges that protrude in the leather. Okay, now the very top, it says over here, the Kichoy Sav. What is the Kichoy Sav? The next picture on the right side. Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Kichoy Sav, that is the strap. Okay, that's the strap that goes through the hook, that goes through the rope, that goes through the braids. Niskuray Sav. Hachevel hanichnas bi'oznav. It's the rope that enters into the oznav, into the ears, and into the loops. Like a belt. You put over here, what are those things on your garment called? On the top of the pair of pants called? Loops.
Yeah.
The loops. So you put over here the strap into the loops. Oznav.
The outside of his loops?
Yeah. Kichoysav, no. Kichoysav is the strap. Yeah. The strap that goes into the loops. Oznav are the loops. Lula os, the hook, the loops. Sav, svasa, tarmel, there's the loops.
A lot of vocabulary. These last couple of Mishnayos, but they were knocking us down.
It's very important. When it comes to the next world, after the big trip, you won't have a good vocabulary. You want to be eloquent.
Okay.
Wax eloquent.
Okay.
And then next world, after the big trip. Fight, Rabbi Huda, kvar, according to the Siddur on the bottom of the kvar, b'mishiyase, azna b'kabel tum tumah. And once you make the aznav, once you make the aznav, b'kabel tumah tum tumah tumah tumah, if you look at them, shikon eschem afsachah v'lo nekra, ki chesa. For one more time, according to the Siddur, b'kabel tumah, Mishias na azav bekabel tuma afilu koydim shiachnis b'chem esachevel hanikra ki chaysav according to Yehudi before you put the strap and the loops are ready to bekabel tuma. Got that? Ulo lachachamim no. Lo nig mamulache satarmul achi konis achevel sechalulo. So you have to put the strap inside for a nikra. It's called haki chaysav. It's called the strap. Ha'ora observation. Loshen horav ki chaysav maski roisav. What are the maski roisav? Kimin oznayim ketanois sav hatarmel. They're smaller loops. Machnisim bohem oznayim, and you put beoisim oznayim chavolim. You put a rope. Shesoygrim oisav, which you close, which you use to close this pack. Ukvar he iru b'sefer mayim toharim uvitoses anshei shem. Sheyesh kan tos sefer. Ah, there's a mistake, a printing mistake. V'tzaruch lichtoiv ki choisav b'miski roisav. The word should not be. It should not be chavolim. No, it should not. What did it say? So we are. I'm sure we have machnis oznayim chavolim. Shesorgim oisai. Kroi ube sefer b'mayim toharim uvitoses anshei shem. Sheyesh kan tos sefer. V'tzaruch lichtoiv ki choisav. Miskeroisav. Instead of kichaisav, miskeroisav, kichaisav, miskeroisav, oiznov, kminoznaim. Where's the printing mistake? Kichaisav, miskeroisav, kminoznaim. Kichaisav, the first words of the rap when it starts off. The first words. It says, ki choysav miskeroysav I don't see any difference.
Maybe it's just
oiznav. Maybe it's just what you call it. Oiznav kemin oznayim v'chulu. Oiznav is kemin oiznav. V'nir oiz shachavolim hemam hemam miskeris and miskeris berav koydum b'chein. Shemsegim as pi hatarmul. V'chein lo sharam ki choysav shenotzim. Shenotzim means straps. Ki choysav are straps. Shenotzav. Which you tighten the P. Alright, so no. Okay. I need a strap. Okay, fine. Okay, whatever it is, let's go weiter. Okay, are we good?
Sure.
Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah here says kli or meimus them come to mem ta turmel. Turmel is a pouch. That's the right word. Okay, a pouch. Okay, pouch. You like that word?
Not really. It looks like a bag to me.
Turmel is a knapsack. Mishnah some you fold over the top and you stitch it the kanev and you go and you take off the rough edges inside the rough pieces that stick out the yasek ki choysav and you insert according to the sheet of the Tanakhama. You must insert the strap. Ki choysav is the shnotsav, is the strap. The strap must be inserted inside the loop in order for it to be kabel tuma.
Okay.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, mishiyas es oznav. No, you don't need to put the strap inside as long as you make the loops. Making the loops is sufficient for it to be mekabel tuma.
Mishiyas
es oznav. Even making the straps. That's already sufficient.
This is making the oznav?
No, what are you we're going over there? This.
The loops?
The loops.
Okay.
Even before
you... You don't have to... Review says you don't have to put the strap in.
Yeah, we read this whole thing. Where have you been? Mishias es oznav.
Correct.
Next. Now new case. Let's see first the Rab. Before we go right to the Rab. Since the Rab in this case. The Rab over here says, Turmel is a kishel. Or godl shah. It's godl. Here's that it's godl. Not a pouch. See, you were right. You were right. It's a large pouch. Sharoy noisim bayim mizonosav chaloy puts there his food in the chum zacholav v'odem lo v'lo doroy b'tarmiloy. Ki choysav, what's ki choysav? Miskeroysav. Ki choysav is miskeroysav. So that's, I think, what he said, the tosat fos. The ki choysav is really the strap. Kamin oznayim kitanois. They have small oznayim. loops sabiba satarmul umachnisim ba'isam oznayim chavolim, and in those loops you put in a rope shesoygrin oiso, which you close it up. Okay, next, okay, let's go invite the mission. Next part of the mission says sikurtia. What's sikurtia? It's an apron. Did you know that?
No.
I never would have known that. Now we have a new word in the vocabulary. A new word called a sikurtia. A kurtia is an apron. Hello? Apron.
Okay.
A leather apron. Look, a leather apron on that page.
Very good.
Sikurtia. Mishayachsaim. You have to, so you see over here the stitches? You see the stitches? These nice little stitches? Ding, 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 all the way up around the whole thing? That's called mishayachsaim. And the kanev, you take out all the rough edges. Yases tzitzo sa. What's tzitzo sa? So we're in the picture of tzitzo sa. Tzitzis, it's the straps. Tzitzis, look at that. Tzitzo sa is you have a loop, you have this ring, you make a tabas. And on the tabas, you have a little strap. And that strap you're going to use to tie to yourself to make sure it doesn't fall off. So you have to all the beautiful. It says, no, Mishiyas es taba iseha. No, you don't have to have the straps.
Just the loom
itself. Let's see if we get the picture. Picture on the top. Oise taba ois mateches bizovios hasekurtia. You make wings at the tip, the edge of this kurtia. Okay, tzitza. Kayesh apsil.
The apron, right?
The apron. So you tzitza kayesh apsil la tabas, you tie apsil la tabas, the kayesh apsilim, ze lo ze, and you tie it upon itself, la hadekes has a kurtia aluvo, to fasten the kurtia to your body. Okay, mishayachsim, what's mishayachsim? Yit for as fast as has a kurtia, you stitch the edge of the skurtia, begam yinakavis, or you go and you take all the rough edges out of the leather. Okay, skurtia or shalom shna avdonim b'shas melachtim. What's avdonim? Avdonim is a tanner. You look like you're very tired.
No,
I'm extremely tired.
I
don't know why. I can't even lift my head.
Skurtia is the we did it already. The
apron of who? Who's a leather apron? Who wears leather today?
Who?
In bakery, they don't wear leather. They wear cloth.
Okay.
So why it's a leather? Who'd wear leather?
I don't know.
The answer is because if you're a tanner.
Okay.
If you work in a tannery shop, then you need something thicker to protect yourself from all the rays of radiation. And that are going coming out of the hide. So you have to say that it's more robust, more thicker skin.
Yeah.
Literally. We want to protect Aryeh,
yeah,
from the harmful environment.
The elements.
Elements. Okay, so therefore...
I want to look in with you this way. I'll keep more attentive. It looks like I might drift away.
You're drifting away?
No, I say I drift away sometimes. I start to...
Why? You think about anything in your mind?
Nothing on my mind. It's just that it's good, nice. It's our legs to let me dream. It's fun to dream, right?
I'm so tired.
Really?
Yes, it was a very rough day. Maybe after you depart, I will
have a coffee.
Perhaps.
Good idea.
Rabbi Yehuda Mishiyase.
It's good downstairs.
Cafe. Oh, they have it ready?
Not yet, but by the time we're done, they will.
Rabbi Yehuda Mishiyase Liskurtia Tabos Keneged Kevaru Yehi Lemulacha. Once you make the tabos, the rings, it's ruya lemulach lefisha yachal lemsay binakel chutim. Because once we want to Yehuda Mishiyase, because once you make the rings, it's already mekabel tuma. Why? It's very easy to find straps. Because you can find temporary straps. Okay, even though the straps over here are not yet the real straps, the permanent straps, they're still coming from China. But it's very easy to find temporary straps that you can tie into those rings and use it to fasten the apron to itself. Until you go and you attach permanent straps. Okay, there are permanent straps and there are temporary straps. According to the Chachamim, the apron is incomplete until you fasten permanent straps. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you do not fasten straps, all it's mekabel tuma, because you could always find in the garbage a strap which you can use on a temporary basis until you find the exotic, expensive straps that you're going to permanently attach to the garment. All right? Okay, Sekurtia, what's Sekurtia? Skiotia Shatiach and Nunev new case. Now what's this? What's this? The Parish Rabbam. This is according to the Parish of the Rav. Now we're having an entirely new Parish according to the Rama. The Rabbam.
Are we going to bother doing it?
Why not? If the person here went to the effort of making a picture for you, okay, don't you think it's worthy? He's done us such kindness.
Don't you think it gets too confusing?
Too confusing. For the Arye, nothing is too confusing.
Oh, Sekurtia. Very kind of you.
Shatiach or Sheichlim Olav. It's something you eat on. You put on. It's like you go out. You go out like out to a picnic.
So
a picnic.
Funny,
a picnic table. Okay, so you put it on the ground and you have rings, and those rings you thrust into the ground to hold it in place. Sekurtia Shatiach or a piece of leather. Sheichlim Olav. You eat upon the Rambam. Came Mishayachsim. When you Mishayachsim. What does it mean? Yitfar. You go and you stitch the edge of the garment. That's Sekurtia. Vigam Yinakivasar. You go and you not Yinakivasar. You go. You cut over the rough edges. Okay. Tzitzis, tas, ooh, a whole new pshat. The tzitzisa is not the straps, according to the Rambam. It is a tas, shel mateches, of metal, linoi.
What's tas?
A plate of gold. I think this is it, this round piece. Yeah. So you put on this leather thing, you put a plate around, or a plate, a design of gold, linoi for beauty, for yoifi. A tas, shel mateches, linoi, v'ram, kosav shu osi, gam. It's not made from metal, it's made from leather. I guess those rings are used to fasten to the ground. You got to attach that design. It's not complete until you attach the design that's made from leather, from metal, into the center of this leather. Cloth that you put on the floor for as a table. According to Chachamim, you don't have to do that. Just putting on the rings—that's that's good enough.
Does the rings have anything to do with?
I think the rings keep it in place because you attach to the ground.
It has to do with the middle thing anymore.
Nothing. Normally, you take this and then you stitch it, and you cut off the rough edges, and then you attach rings, and then you attach this. So according to the Chachamim, it's not going until you go and you do that.
Wow.
Okay, that's it. We're done. Okay, so we have two perushim for this word Sekurtia.
Mishayachsim.
You have to stitch the perimeter. Okay, that's number one.
Where do you stitch?
For sanding, you stitch the perimeter. Make it nice and even.
Okay.
Make it nice. V'kanev, sometimes in leather you're going to find some things that are sticking out. The leather is not perfect. You have to go cut with the scissors. Cut any excess. V'kanev, v'yaseh tzitzoso, and you add those straps to the rings. Or in this picture, you make a perimeter. You cut off any rough edges. You make rings. And you put this design, the logo. The logo, I guess it's like the logo, nice design you put over here to show that this costs a lot of money. Nice design you put over here in the center. Mishyasa est, okay, Vyasit Caesar, Mishyasa est Tabosecha. You have to make, no, you don't have to do this, you don't have to make this thing, as long as you make the rings, that's good enough. Make believe I'm a Mansur.
Make-believe. Is this 10 years stuff yet?
I'm too busy wasting my time. I don't have time to go to all this to learn Torah.
Unbelievable. He lifts your spirits like crazy. The Torah that he says is so beautiful. It's narrative. Every tape now, he doesn't have a bad one.
What are his topics?
The last one I listened to about the ego.
The ego? You have extra tapes like you have CDs you have? What do you have?
Just go.
You download?
Download. Go on
to Torah, what's it called?
You have a computer. LearnTorah.com.
Okay, Bli Neder.
You even listen to any listen to any one of his shiurim, they're unbelievable.
Okay.
It's really great stuff.
Sukurtia.
Okay, you can tell he's such a normal guy. It's crazy. Go ahead.
Sukurtia Mishayachsa. Does he even shiur Thursday one night a week?
Yeah, Thursday night he's on phone.
Someone told me all the people who go to Rabbi Shur Sunday all go to him Thursday night.
Yeah.
So it's the same crowd.
Maybe.
The same crowd, he says. You don't know where I said. He says, someone told me I should go. So where is the Thursday night? I can go. Thursday night is a hard night for me.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm getting now this bubbles in my foot because I'm not sitting on it.
Oh, I'm falling asleep. Yeah, you know where the Mary Shiv is?
Yeah.
Across the street there's a shul.
And then Rabbi Miller's shul?
That's his shul. No, Rabbi Miller's further down. It's on the corner. It's a Sephardic shul. It used to be the Egyptian shul. They built a new place. So they're renting it. He's building a $30 million shul.
Oh, that's his shul.
Yeah.
$32 million.
Yeah.
That's his shul they're building. $32 million. That's what he spoke about there. Someone complained about that. Okay, Sukurti Yom Shiachsam Yinachim Yinachsam Satsiza Rav Yudom Ezoz Mishasiyas Estabu Sechad. Next, Kitavulya. What's Kitavulya? Mishiachsam Yikanev. Kitavulya is, I don't have no idea, there's a couch. Okay, next picture. Okay, we got to finish this mission. We're running out of time very quickly. Kivul, let's go quick up some speed. Kitavul, you look what it is. You see the next page?
It looks like a sat.
No, it's a couch.
Oh, it's covered. Oh, they have a couch that's covered
with leather. Okay, let's look at the picture over here. It says Kitavul.
I'm looking at the
picture. Or Shematsim al Gabi, a leather that you spread like cream cheese on the meat, on the bed. Because for Russia, who shu tamei midras, it's tamei midras, very severe tumah. If you see on it, it comes to you, don't touch it. Lefi zeh hemshach dibur rav l'gabi pshute kli ar who davar b'fnei atzma yishein misyachas l'katuv l'ketuv l'ya. What does that mean? Lefi zeh hemshach dibur harav, when the rav goes weiter. Okay, we'll see what that means in a moment. It's something with b'fnei atzma. And I will see what it means. B'chshayachsam, he stitched the edge. Yitpar esvas ha-kake tuvlo. Gam yinkoy v'sa'ar. And you take out some of the rough edges. Okay? K'shem esir mes ha-katuvlo. When you take out the katuvlo, you roll it up. K'olim mo'sa, you roll it up. K'shem mo'sa al-yidei ki-choy secha. What are ki-choy secha? You see these straps?
Unbelievable.
Those straps are called the kichos secha. You do use the tie to itself. You tie the kichos secha before shiachsam yigav. Now, when you make it, it says over here that when you make this piece of leather, the order is first you cut the leather, then you tie the straps, and then you stitch the edge. That's the order. So it says tayfnes es kichos secha koydem shiachsam v'yinakev chazanish Rav Yehuda. The moment you put on the straps, it's mekabel tuma. Until you stitch the edge and you cut off the rough edges. Okay, so we have a piece of leather, and the seder hadvarim is: you take the leather, you first attach these straps, which you're going to use to tie it to itself when you roll it up. And after you do, then you take your sewing machine and you stitch along the edge to make it nice, and you cut off yinkoiv anything which sticks out. So it's a 3-step process.
Right.
You have the leather, number one, straps, number two, stitching.
You gotta say it in Hebrew, though.
What? The first step, the first ep is you are attached, you are kosher, your toifrim is ki choy seho. You attach, you stitch to the corners, kichoy secha, straps. Toifrim chevel, you stitch a rope. Lekatzei haketuvliya, funikra kichoy secha. It's called kichoy secha. What?
Oh yeah, that's kichoy secha. Okay.
Kichoy secha.
So that's the first thing you do is kichoy secha.
And the second thing you do is the yachsaim. Yachsaim is you stitch the edge. Yachsam, you stitch the edge.
Stitching, they did a lot of stitching in those days.
And the third thing, they had nothing else to do. They didn't have internet, so they had time for this. You stitch the edges. And then the next thing you do is, you cut off all of the things that are protruding, the loose, sharp edges that are protruding, you cut them off.
Right.
And then you roll it up. So therefore, the machlekes, what do you need to do first? According to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, it's mekabel tumah. Kvar mishosa ki chosecha. The moment you make the ki chosecha, the moment you make the straps, it's mekabel tuma. According to the chacham, it's not mekabel tuma. L'dibu melechas haketuvliya. Until it's not enough to make the straps, you also have to do the stitching and you have to do the yachsim.
Okay, ketavi is a cloth.
What is it? It is a couch. We'll call it a couch.
But it's just the leather spread
of the couch. It's the leather spread that is spread upon the couch. Probably the Rav is a very precise definition. Let's go to the Rav. The Rav over here says ketavulya mishayachsim yinakev. You have to do, in addition to attaching the straps, you have to yachsav yinakev. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Mishiyaseski Chosech, you need not do that, it's enough just to attach the straps, that's good enough. Let's take a look at what it says in the Rav. It says, Kitavulya, or leather, Shematzin Algabe Mita, you spread on a bed.
It's a spread,
a bed spread. The Karin Lod Be'arve, they call it the Karin Neta. Upshudekli or. Mekablam tuma midrabanim. Shudikli mekablam midrabanim bilvad. This only comes midrabanim bilvad. Shudikli eitz v'dinik v'zeh shave. She'ein mekablam tuma midrabanim el midrabanim b'chol shal tumas. Chutz mimishkav u'moishav. Except mishka she'ein nas mishka u'moishav midrabanim. K'shem yichadim l'kach. So it seems so over here is shudikli eitz. Normally shudikli r. Shute kli or. There is no toich. So why is it mekabel tuma? Answer is, it seems to be simply kli mekabel tuma minadur midrabanan bilvak. Shute kli etz v'dina bezesh shave. She'ein mekabel tuma midaraisa midrabanan bechol shtemas chutz mimishkav moishav. Unless it's miyuchad for sitting, if it's mimishkav moishav for reclining.
Yeah.
Leather that has no toich and is meant to serve as a mattress. Is in the mekabel tuma min atayra as an avatuma, but the tuma chamura is it becomes an avatuma, not just the original tuma. Shenasim mishu moshem the midrashim k'shem miyuchadim l'kach. Okay, so in the word, over here he said it says arsha b'tzim gamida because a rashu tuma midras. L'fi zeh hemshach tevi harav l'gad b'shudei kli ar who dar b'fnei atan she'in misach. According to the Rav, it appears that this is not mekabel tuma. A bedspread is not mekabel tuma, even though it's miyuchad. It doesn't seem like it has the status of a miyuchad liyeshiva because it's not actually a bed. It's only something which is spread on top of the bed.
But the rabbanan it is.
I don't know. It's not clear. The Rav seems to say something midrabban. Pshut kli etz mekabel tuma midrabban. Pshut kli ar mekabel tuma midrabban. Bulvat. Okay. Pshut kli etz. B'din b'zeh shove. It's like this. She'ev mekabel tuma midrabban. Midrabban. B'chol shnumis. Then he goes chutz. The chutz is not referring to this. The chutz just says something in general. In general, the only time that you're going to find the letters going mekabel tuma midatayra is mishkav ma'ishav. Chutz the mishkav ma'ishav.
This is
a mishkav ma'ishav.
Yeah.
Okay, but the Rav is not saying that. The Rav is maybe the reason why, I don't know. I don't know the answer. It seems the Rav is, the Chutz, so you want to say the Rav is saying this the exception? Okay, let's learn like that. Very partial. The Chutz, this is Mishra Moshav, this is Kaltam and Atayra. This. So what do you have to do to complete the Machlaikis? Let's go back to the Rav. And the Rav is according to, that's all it says. Fine, we're finished. We're done. We're done. Right, next page. Kavya Kess. We're going to talk Kavya Kess. Let's see the picture over here.
It's the same, what do you call it? Same Mishnah?
Same Mishnah. Next page, okay, 461, Mashim. We have over here a pillow and a blanket. Okay, you stuff this with feather, with down. You put inside over here, there's an opening. You put over here money. Make it nice and soft.
Feathers.
Believe me, if there's money inside, then no one's going to complain.
Correct.
Mashivim b'tchila Pesach, you leave over a small opening with your car in the middle of the pillow. L'achnis misham moich to put some soft things. L'malias akar im reichav Pesach pachas mechamish tvachim. If the width of the opening is less than 5 mechamish tvachim, kvar nasa kli, it's already it's a kli. Umikabel tuma l'Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be less than 5 tvachim. If it's more than 5 tvachim, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's too much. It's too big. The opening is too much. It's not mekabel tuma. You have to seal. You have to close this thing to a gap of less than 5 tvachim in order for it to be mekabel tuma.
Good.
Okay. Li'achar shemalim is a car. After you go in yimal the car, tyfen you stitch it closed. After you fill it, it's closed. The zehu mishayachsaim. So mishayachsaim means you close it after you stuff it. First you stuff it. Yachar milu a car. Magnakim is a car. After you go, you kinov. You go and you take out the rough edges. Kar also it's made from leather. According to Rabbi Huda, according to how you fit with me,
yeah,
that it's only mekabel tuma. It's only mekabel tuma when it's mekabel tuma even before you seal it, even before you close it.
As long as it's 5 tefachim.
Less than 5 tefachim. Ow! I just bit my tongue. And according to the Rabbi Huda, it's only mekabel tuma when you
close.
Let's see the Mishnah. Kariyak hases. A pillow and a blanket. These are two different types of things which still are. Mirshiyach soim. You have to coin. You have to seal it shut. And the kanev. You have to cut off the rough edges. Rabbi Huda says mishayispires. When you stitch it, the top, and the shayer b'chem pachas mechamishlochem. If you stitch it, as long as it's less than 5 tefachim, in other words, even before you fill it up, as long as you leave it over the opening enough that now you can fill it up with the soft stuff, it's already mekabel tuma. According to the Chum, it's not mekabel tuma until you actually fill it and you seal it. Okay, let's see over here the Rav. Hakar v'akeses, kar katan, a kar is smaller. Okay, a keses is large, kar is small. Okay?
Kar keses.
Cars for kids.
But they're both pillows.
One is small, one is large. Car v'keses, car is kot v'keses. V'asu l'haniyach tachas me'i rash re'sav. What do you do with it? You sleep on it. You put your head on it. The keses tachas kol gufay. Ah, the keses is the blanket. The car is the pillow, the keses is the entire body. No, it's not a blanket. It's a cushion. It's a cushion. A cushion for the body. And the car is a cushion for the head. Okay, you don't want anything to fall out of the head. Right. Pachos mechamish tvachim mishayim mishum pesach. You leave on the top a little bit, open it mishum pesach. Lahachnes mishum hamoich. L'maloi sakar v'yakeses to fill up the moich is the soft stuff inside the car v'yakeses. Okay, so therefore we finished the whole mishnah. It's a very hard mishnah. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. L'kliyor, I mean, what's the Mekabel Tumah? What's the Mekabel Tumah? Haturmil, or Turmil is a knapsack. According to the Chachamim, mi sheyachsoim, when you stitch the top, the rim has to be stitched. Stitch. The nake, vi kanev, and then you cut any protrusion, anything that's sticking out. Look, see here, there's something sticking out. You have to cut that off. You got to cut out what's sticking out. That is v'kanev yase kichoisa. What else must you do? You have to make the kichoisav. You have to put in the chevel. No, not the loops. You have to put in the strap in the loops.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes it.
One more time. Stitch to stitch. V'kanev. Cut the loose edges. And the yasek yichoisa, which is a two-step process. First, you got to make loops, and in the loops, you must put the strap. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no, you don't need to put in the strap. Mishyase es oznav. The loops is sufficient. Next, sekurtia, an apron, according to the Rav, and according who's this? You know what this is sekurtia. And according to the Rambam, it's a picnic mat.
Right.
A picnic mat. So what do you need to do? You have to stitch along the edges.
Right.
Cut off the protrusions. Along these rings, you must insert these expensive designer straps, the permanent straps. And according to the Perush of the Rambam, Mishayachsoim. And the kane, the yases, in addition to putting on the rings, you also must put the design. This tashal nateches or tashal or. Rabbi Huda mer mishiyas es taba oisero. You don't need to put on the straps. Even putting on the rings is enough. Because once you put on the rings already, it's you could find in the garbage some straps to use temporarily. Good? Okay, so in the coin, according to Rambam, you don't need to put on this round thing. You put on the wings is enough. Next, kitovulya, a bedspread. Remember that?
Sure.
Ketavulya Mishayachsaim Vikanev. You have to stitch the edge, Vikanev, cut off anything that is sticking out, and that it goes without saying you must put the strap, because that goes first. The straps go first. It goes without saying. That's what we learned in the parish. It goes without saying. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember that says no. Mishayas es kichoy seha. Rabbi that says no. It's enough. You don't have to do the stitching. It's enough just to put the straps on. That's already the kichoy seha. That's sufficient. Hakar v'akeses, a pillow for the head. Hakeses is a cushion for the body. Shalor mishayasam is tumas midras. You have to stitch, and even if you don't fill it up, and according to the Chumash Yachsoim, Vikanev, you have to fill it up and stitch it shut. Vikanev, and cut anything that's sticking out. Rabbi Huda Muda says, Misha Yisperes, you have to stitch, Vishayer Bohem Pachos Michamisha Tvachim, and you leave over less than 5 Tvachim. Hello?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if you don't stitch it shut, it's okay, as long as you leave over less than
5
tefachim, even though you did not fill it up.
Right.
Okay, it's a very hard Mishnah.
Very.
Okay, what time is it now? Have time to go by it?
I think so.
I left my watch at home. Oh, plenty of time. By it. Unless the time is wrong.
Come on. These things have gone wrong.
Petilia. That sounds familiar, that term. Petilia. What does that know from? Petilia. Petilia Tamea. Vachasina Tahara. Okay, here we go. Petilia. Oh, I just did this. I fixed the concrete in the front of my house.
Okay.
No, I did. I mixed it. I got powder.
Yeah,
I did. It worked. Yeah, it worked.
This time it worked. Where'd you go to this time? Yeah.
I went to a different hardware store. They told me I should do. They told me it's too cold now. Concrete does not dry in the cold. It only dries in hot air. So they told me I should mix it myself, and it'll dry very quickly. The ready-made concrete's not going to work. They told me this one was going to work. All right, so I attacked. It worked. Got hard like a rock. Petilia tamei. What's petilia? It's a basket. Okay, it's a basket. Nikavim, look, there are very large gaps. It's a very wide, it's a basket made from very rough edges, which has very wide gaps. Nikavim gidolim b'mnei kein inarila ha-petilia el oitzer ba-groigros, dried figs. Okay? There are dry, groigros are dried figs. Are you with me?
Yep.
Petilia is a very large basket which has very big gaps, very large gaps. You seem like you're preoccupied. Your mind is thinking about something very important.
I just like to dream a little. I was in the dream state.
There's a big opening here. You see big opening, a big opening here. You see the big openings. These openings allow things to exit and enter. That's why, since it's so big, you have to only can store over here, only store over your dried figs. The kavim gedolim b'mekein ainu ruyeh petilia ella loitzer ba gregos, dried figs. Petilia, what is the petilia? Sal kaluot anfe arava. It is made from wicker branches. Also, kmin resh the net. Shene kavecha gedolim b'ainu ruyeh lahachin lahachil b'sech ella gregos bilvad. Af apichen hareiz eklim mekabot mekabot toma. Okay. What is a chasina? It's a sal klu. It's a very fine weave. It's a very fine weave. And you make cement. Delicious. Cement. Cement is very heavy. It's very hard to mix cement. It's very, very hard. It's not like plaster. Plaster is much easier to mix. Cement is very hard to mix.
What's the difference between plaster and cement?
Plaster.
What do you use plaster for? What do you use cement?
Plaster for the walls. For the walls. Make it smooth. Cement is very hard. It's very hard cement. It's very heavy. It's very heavy to mix. To mix cement, it's a very big avoda. If you don't mix cement well, then the whole thing can just turn into powder.
So how did you mix it?
I got a bucket. It was very hard. I use a trowel, just like this. Trowel. Chasina salklu hamechel tit ve'im yitaltalu oisem atit shavsecha yisparik hasal ve'mekach inu kli ve'inu kabel tuma. You can't move it. It's, the cement is so heavy. If you try to move the basket, it's going to crack. It's going to break. Mail you can't move. Mail you can't move. It's going to be tohara. Chasina salklu holds tit ve'im yitaltalu oisem atit shavsecha yisparik hasal ve'mekach inu kabel tuma. Okay, so petilia. Petilia is a basket that's very gaping, big, gaping holes. Temeya. The chasina tohara. Raf. Petilia kupa asuya miminim shal arava oitzim ba gregois. The chasina kimin kupa. It is a box. Asuya mikoitzim umasim ba tit. So it's so because it's too small to hold. You can't move it around. Okay, right. Next part of the Mishnah. Sig noyo shel olim. Here it is. Closer comes the yarmulke. Sigyanos shel olim tohara. Sigyanos shel olim kilios olim hasim l'chasas. You cover fruit. It's a cover. It's a yarmulke. A yarmulke for fruit. You put fruit on the table and you cover it so it shouldn't get spoiled. You have one of those things in the house?
Sure.
You put it on top, yeah?
Fruit table.
Signios shall olim klios olim hasim lechas baperus who are kli arai. It's only temporary. She'ena chash of kli lekabel tuma. It's only arai because when you finish covering the fruit,
throw it out.
Because it's only made for it's a temporary thing. Harosh v'hara perushu shas signios asul lechas baperus. You use the cover perus like we just said. Bav haigoin the harosh perushu shas signios asul lechachel b'chamav b'sechem. No, it's meant to hold. It's not meant to cover. You turn it upside down and you hold peros. And according to Haigoin and the Rosh, Nicha Atam, Shas Signios Kli Arai, is a Kli Arai. It's temporary. But because it's temporary, it's not Mekabel Tuma. The Signios Shal Nitzorim, but if it's made from Nitzorim, branches mekabel stumba because it's more permanent. It all depends what it's made from. Amam la rosh rav kasha madua hatsuchal tam zev harayim b'perik gimel b'perik beis mishnah gimel b'dam b'shetfi. Remember that a tfi. Tfi is a cover shoes sug shal kli cheresh she skinai lechatz es ba'nav mein chasha v'kli l'kibul kibul v'in mekabel tumba v'yer madua signa shal nitzam tmeos ulai im hayu kli shal keva hayu mishtam shim b'cham gam l'kabul b'sachem mekabel gam signa shal nitzam. Okay, this is not okay. We're not going to go into this. Okay, of nitzarim.
What he's trying to say, did we learn that the covers are never mekabel tumba?
Yeah, the Nam, because it's not meant to be permanent. Yeah, the Nam Kabbalah. Okay, so what
do
you have to say?
So, is that the question? Like, what's the Chiddush here? If covers don't Kabbalah Tumah, it's surely something that's an Arai cover, for sure that's Kabbalah Tumah, no?
Yeah.
Is that where the problem is?
Yeah, that appears to be where the problem is, yes. Okay, right. Sugyos the Rav Loshon Suga Bashashanim. It is hedged with roses. It's a perimeter. Suga Bashashanim. It is a perimeter. Aizm Kamin Kafifa Katana Al Avami make a Kafifa Lul Yamaka. Shall all Mukhasim Basan Yukapes in Elena El Mulaka Saraitl and temporary. But it's made from Nitzorim. Nitzoriach Adekel, then it's going to be compass. So Signor Shall Olam is Taurus. Shall Nitzorim is Tineos. Okay? We're out of time. We have to stop here.